This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
2022. Christmas, Hanukkah, Diwali, they have all been and gone, and the New Year's is here. I hope you are enjoying the break and taking some time to just do your thing and relax. And at this time of year, the productivity and success gurus come out in full force, aiming to optimize the heck out of your life and get you to 10x your year, 10x your abs, and 10x your spend on their crappy courses, etc., etc. Well, last year I released an episode on alternative ideas to New Year's plans and working with the nature of reality in the world around us and helping you just flow with the change and swim with the currents instead of trying to make a bunch of isolated, self-obsessed goals ignoring the rest of the world. I re-listened to the episode today and it made me so happy, not to be like up myself, but I actually really liked what I was thinking and it totally hit the nail on the head. And it was such a warming, refreshing and relaxing episode to listen to. It made me feel kinder to myself, content, whilst also feeling super ready and excited for the year ahead and whatever it's going to bring. And it was really interesting to listen back to the episode with the hindsight of 2022 and how pretty much all of my direct self-planned ideas for what would happen in the year, what I wanted to do, they went out of the window quite a lot. But following the principles of how I want to be, who I want to be, how I want to deal with the year, I feel I did a really good job and it made me super proud of myself to reflect on that. And I genuinely can't think of anything better to do than put that episode back on the air as an antidote to the endless crap about crushing the year, and instead urging you to enjoy the year and enjoy being yourself. And with that, please enjoy the episode. It's a new year, new you, all of this kind of thing that gets me excited. And I hope it does you as well. I kind of like being unconventional and doing things differently to whatever everyone else does. And I've just been quite annoyed this year by the amount of repetitive sounding things I'm hearing from different people around how to plan for your year of killing it and completely change yourself into someone who's going to do like 10 times more productivity and awesomeness than you've ever done before in your life. And I run a startup, so I read a lot of VCs' messages and they're giving their predictions for the year, and they seem to also come with a prediction that they're going to be the best VC ever. And I'm just like, oh, shut up. And then all the startups are like, oh, 2021 was the worst year ever. Let's make 2022 amazing. And I'm also like, ah, oh, I don't know. I'm getting bored by everyone saying the same things. So I thought I would change the angle on this a bit. And if you think about what all of these things are saying around this, let's plan a new year and stuff, is they get you to very much focus on yourself and be a bit self-obsessive for a few days. And it's like, okay, how am I going to change this year? What am I going to do to make it the best year ever? And it's all very I-based. And I'm like, well, the world is changing at a really big pace, and I'd like to go in the opposite direction of when everyone is going in one way. And if you think about it, you're being told to think about this year and like, what about the entire existence of the universe for like million billions of years and such. And we're just not thinking about that for a while, and we're getting very narrow-minded into just ourselves for just this year. And I'd like to be not narrow-minded. And so I thought we could think about change a bit more holistically. So some of the things I have noticed, and I guess just happen all the time, is that everything kind of changes anyway. And places change. For example, I used to go on holiday as a kid to Malta, which is lovely. It's like this little island. And they used to have these really cute, super old buses that looked like they'd come out of a movie, and they were so slow. It was ridiculous and barely worked. And yeah, the locals were just super chilled out. They didn't seem to do that much. And it was just a really, really nice place to be. And I went back again like a year or two ago, and it's just completely built up. There's hotels everywhere, and there's none of the old buses anymore, which makes me a bit sad because they were super cute and they're all like these modern buses and they actually work. They've got air conditioning, and all the locals have got their own cars. Like literally every single one of the people that lives on the island now has a car. So there's bloody cars everywhere, and it's completely changed as a place. But like, there's not much I can do about the fact that it's changed apart from being open to the fact that it changes and still have a nice holiday and be an adventure of just like experiencing new things rather than being stuck in a, oh, I want it to be like what it was. So firstly, places change. Secondly, people change. There used to be a guy at college who I was not really friends with because I just didn't like him. Constantly was making up lots of stories that was mostly lies. And I don't know, he's a bit touchy if you ever sort of called him up on anything. And I know, he started getting into drugs and stuff. And I just didn't really like being around him. And then left college, went to uni, never saw him again. And some of my friends were kind of friends with him from before. And they were still friends with him since. And like, I met him at like a wedding. And actually, he was lovely. It turns out he used to have like mega anxiety about life and things, and his drug thing took him into a bit of a spiral. He ended up getting a therapist and dealing with his life in the years that I haven't known him, and he's become a really, really nice person who, it's great to sort of be friends with him suddenly. And it's kind of weird how epic someone can change compared to what I expected from them. And just in general, lots of my friends have changed, like the ones that used to eat lots of meat are vegetarians, the ones that were all like macho, trying to score chicks. Some of those are gay. And one of my friends was like probably the idiot of the group. He has since become a doctor and has like a wife and kids and is like killing it at life. And I feel like I'm the idiot, to be fair. But anyway, everyone that you know changes and lots of places change, and then just obviously technology and all this kind of stuff. Like 10 years ago, I went for a road trip around America with a compass and didn't have a smartphone, didn't have a GPS, sat nav thing at all, just drove in different directions for a bit and went across all of America. And it was fine. And now that seems like nuts. But anyway, the point is, everything just changes a lot in a really big way. And obviously, I'm guessing as you listen to this, that you probably have a growth mindset for yourself and how you can change and expecting others to change around you. And so we shouldn't really get stuck in our ideas of what's going on. And I think when you try to plan your life for the year and do all your goal setting and stuff, it's very easy to forget about everything else and how much that's all changing. And I think personally, just week to week, day to day, I'm always trying to improve and do stuff. And that's great. And it's very easy to forget that everyone else is trying to improve and everything else is changing. And it can kind of surprise you a bit. And I think it's nice to stop at this point of year and actually think about how everything else is changing and how you're going to change with it as opposed to against it and kind of just being completely focused on yourself and how you can actually like go with the flow as such. Because I think when you try to set a very strict life path and say, I'm doing exactly this without thinking about how the future is going to be different and change, you can just be sort of bashed around by the waves of life and fail at stuff. Whereas when you can be a bit more open to it, you can kind of go with the flow and ride those waves. And that's a much more enjoyable experience. So yes, you should probably still do some planning for this year. And personally, I like to set some scary goals in like the health, fitness, work areas of my life. But you should also be very open to the fact that you might not know what the best things are going to be. And at some point in time, an opportunity might arise that you hadn't thought of. And you should absolutely just go for it and abandon all of your plans and do something completely different that maybe scares you. And you shouldn't be super, super strict about like what you're doing. And if you spent like a whole week just analyzing what you're going to do with this year, it's probably like too much because lots of stuff's going to happen that you haven't thought about. So basically, I just wanted to like prod your imagination to go in a different way and not get too self-obsessed with everything about me, because it's a bit too much.
I am delighted to recommend my sponsor, Cozy Earth, whose bedding and loungewear I
I genuinely love. It's made from high quality viscose from bamboo, and it gets softer with every wash. It was voted as Oprah's favorite things several years in a row, and it's because their bed sheets are so damn incredible. Their collection also includes some divine loungewear for your home or travel. They have cute little tote bags to carry your gear anywhere, so whether you are exploring through a journey of personal growth or discovering new parts of the world, you can nestle up under starry skies with the softness of Cozy Earth's loungewear. So pack your bags, venture on and visit cozyearth.com today and use code GROWTH at checkout for an exclusive 35% off. And let Cozy Earth be your travel companion on the road to adventurous growth. cozyearth.com and use code GROWTH at checkout.
Another thing I've thought about that's kind of odd, but I think is kind of cool, is that if you imagine that your life isn't yours, and that perhaps you're just like a method actor who's just had to come and live your life for the past year or two, who's just kind of been doing it, but like you're going to go somewhere else and go back to your other life that isn't the one that's in the body that you're doing. But then you're told that actually you can't swap back to the life that you're going back to, and that you're sort of stuck in this body that you've just been like filling in for a bit. Like, what would you do if like this wasn't you, but yeah, then had to live with your situation? And I'm just like, okay, I'm actually a different person. I have to do all these things for this person anyway. And now I'm just going to be stuck here. I think you let go of a lot of the stuff that you're holding on to more quickly, because I think there's a good framework for doing this already, but it's just less good. Like your best friends, if they were giving you advice, it's kind of better than the stuff you think of yourself. So imagine that you're your best friend and what you tell yourself. But imagine that like you are you, but like you're not you at the same time, which it sounds a bit like I'm on acid, really. I don't know how this has come across. I just thought I'd sort of roll with it because I'm kind of thinking about it and I kind of like it. But imagine that I'm actually sort of don't have any like ownership of all the things that I've done in the past sort of 10 years, and I don't get tied to the books that I sort of have bought and have told myself I'm going to read but never got round to, and documents that are in my stuff on my computer that I'm never really going to use and can just throw away, and just like lots of stuff that I just feel like I need to have but don't. Like, actually, fuck it. If I wasn't me, I'd just throw it away straight away, and probably should. And then in terms of like what am I doing with my life besides the things that are in it, it's like you can just be a bit more open to being bold and just going for some wide changes and thinking about, okay, what is the thing I really want to be doing, and not really be tied to like, well, I've done this other thing before, because it doesn't matter. So yeah, don't know if this makes no sense at all, but yeah, try imagining that you're a method actor that's in your life and now stuck with it. And if you enjoy it, roll with it. If you think I'm a freaking weirdo, don't worry. You can completely forget about this podcast as soon as you finish listening to it. Up to you. Either way, I think the main things that seem to give the most improvement in my life are usually just doing something that kind of scares me a bit. So if you were thinking of planning what you're doing this year, try and quickly write out a few things that you know you should probably do, because you probably already know what they are, and pick the ones that scare you and try and do those. I think that's usually the best way of doing life. So on that note, the thing that I've been doing is recording this podcast, as you are hearing, and I want to do more of them and get better at them, and also not be scared by doing them, because I've been meaning to do this for like a month and haven't done it. And I just pressed record 10 minutes ago and I'm still going, and it wasn't very hard, to be honest. I wrote down 4 bullet points of stuff I wanted to speak about, and now I've spoken about all of them. And yeah, I think a lot of the things that scare you are actually nowhere near as hard as you think they are. It's just a bit like jumping into a cold swimming pool. You can sort of take forever, like slowly getting into it and then kind of failing, or you can just jump in. And a lot of the scary things, you just need to start, and then once you're doing them, it's fine. So I really like that analogy, and it did make me stop faffing around this morning and just start recording this podcast, and hopefully it means I'll record more. And I just hope that you find some scary things to do yourself this year, and also think about the fact that everything changes, and don't get too self-obsessed, because you can kind of go with the flow and you're going to change lots anyway.
Well, thanks, Sam, from 1 year ago. I genuinely really needed to hear that. It was refreshing and lovely and just totally true. And well, even if no one else actually liked that, I seems to make content that I enjoy listening to. As a creator, I am starting to chill out a little bit more and accept myself. I'm sure you relate to the feeling that you're very aware of your previous mistakes and you can look back at yourself and think, God, I was so young and naive and dumb. I'm now warming to the idea that previous me was actually quite a nice person with many good ideas, and I'd like to think that actually I would be friends with younger me rather than want to berate him. So that's just a great feeling to have inside me, and I hope at this time you can reflect on some of your own past and be happy for who you were and who you've become, and be kind to your former self and be kind to your current self, because that will help you make decisions for the future that will be kind to your future self. And now I just thought I'd tie up some loose ends as I was listening to that episode. On the topic of self-recorded podcasts, well, 2022, I think I had 60% self-recorded podcasts, which was a massive change for the show. And that's gone down so well with audiences. I'm glad that you like listening to me, and there will be plenty, plenty more. And on the subject of doing scary things, I got to know the youngest lady who cycled around the world, and she is awesome. And she learned to use this really kind of dumb trick. She asks people to just give her a countdown if she's trying to do something scary and she's procrastinating. So she just asks them to say 3, 2, 1, go. And it just makes her do the thing. It gives her so much more momentum and less frustration with waiting around, wondering if she will or won't do something. And it's something I've used for myself. If there isn't someone around to just say 3, 2, 1 yourself and just start, because you can procrastinate so long on things that actually you just have a small amount of anxiety that you just break through the initial entrance, everything is fine. So that's really helped, and it just made me think of this new concept that I've learned having heard my old reflections on that. And on that topic, next year I have said a bunch of scary things. I've quit my normal job. I am trying out being a full-time creator and adventurer. I want to set 10 world records, which is ambitious, but I think I can do it. I'm going to climb a bunch of mountains this winter, which I haven't done that much of and I'm really excited for. I'm also going to the Arctic, and then I want to go to Nepal and train to become a mountain guide, which it's just, I don't know, I'm going for the no regrets, make my future self happy life rather than sitting around waiting for something cool to happen because of you have to do that yourself. And so on that topic, I have interviewed on the podcast a ton of inspiring adventurers, such as the youngest lady to cycle around the world and so many more people. So it's going to be an inspiring set of interviews. And if you liked this specific episode on different ideas to New Year's and time and change, well, I've written an entire season worth of content around our relationship with time. I have been publishing it in my newsletter, and it has been by far and away the most popular thing I have ever written. Like, the newsletter normally grows organically 2 or 3% each week, and it's been going really well. But instead, since I've done this series, it's genuinely grown by 14% a week because people just keep on sharing it. And it's totally insane, but I think I've hit the spot, and I think you're going to love it. Because there is so much productivity advice around maximizing every second, and it just fails to look at the bigger picture, and it leads to us feeling like crap. And whenever you try to optimize for productivity, I think you end up in failure. And I really think it's more important to end up in flow, where you're swimming with the currents of time instead of fighting it. So, lots to look forward to next year. As always, please remember that life is to be enjoyed. And if you want to enjoy it, that does start with enjoying today. So be kind to yourself and be kind to someone else. 2023, it's here. Boom. It will only happen once, so enjoy the heck out of it.